Com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Reba. Hi, Reba. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How can I help, darling?
I'm going to tell you a little about my history first. I've had 4 back surgeries in the lower spine, L5. Mm-hmm. I've had aneurysm on the side of my, in my brain on the side, on the right side. And I have a tumor already, and it's it's a small tumor. It's slow growing tumor.
Okay.
And it's about it's about big as a quarter now.
And where is that?
Maybe a little bigger. And I have the shakes. I don't know what they are. I went to the doctor and they told me that it's the nerves. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of nerve damage from the back operations, and but they've been in my back 4 times, and what this shake is. This shake happens, and it just goes on itself, and sometimes it'll wake me up, and I'll be shaking.
All right, Reba, when you went to the doctor, let me stop you for a second, Reba. When you went to the doctor and you talked to them recently and you told them that you have these tremors or these shakes, what did they tell you was going on? Did they examine you for that? Or are you just saying that you have these symptoms and no one's really looked at it?
For the nerves. And
I'm talking about for the shakes. When you went to your physician and you talked to them, did you talk to them about the tremors?
Yeah.
Okay, what did they say?
They really say they'll go away. And they put me on a medication called a Neptum. It's 500 milligrams. And I'm on a seizure pill because I have seizures from the aneurysm.
Okay.
And
so your main goal, your question out of all this, your main question out of all this, Reba, is what? What would be the one question you'd have, knowing that those are the things that you're dealing with and those are the things you've been struggling with? What is your main question for today?
What can I do about it?
About the shakes or all of it?
About the shakes.
Okay. Well, it just depends. It depends on what your physician said. And, of course, they've given you medication for that, so that's their treatment. And what they're doing to help your body get better.
This is a muscle
relaxer. So that's what you understand, that you, well, even though it's a muscle relaxer, they're still giving you what they feel is the best treatment for what you're going through. And so you have to always go with that. That's always your primary. And remember, natural things tend not to be a treatment because you have to go with what your medical doctor calls a standard of care. Okay, and that's what they're giving you. It's what research has shown has helped certain conditions. So that's really important to understand because you always want to go with that first, regardless. I know you're calling just to see if there's any options, and that's fine. You can look into natural options, and you can look into, this show's not just about natural options. It's about everything. You want to talk about any aspect of health, we'll talk about it, and then hopefully we can send you the right way. And that's the whole game plan, is to come up with a more of an information approach to your health, to empower you, to get you from where you are to where you need to be. Now, the shakes can be caused for several reasons. Of course, it could be a neurological situation, which sounds like they're going down that track. It could also be, you know, due to anxiety, which it could be low dopamine levels, or GABA levels could be off. Those are neurotransmitters in the brain, certain brain neurochemicals that when they, and a lot of people are thinking, well, what do I need to do? It's, I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose 30 pounds. I want to become more healthy. I want to have more of a vibrant life, be better for my kids. And that's what we want to encourage you to do here on the show. But it all comes down to your choices. It comes down to the choices you make every single day. Whether they're good choices or bad choices, they're going to be up to you. And creating a good team around you of people that can help you navigate this thing with your health and go down the right path. That's what you need to do, is come up with a great team that can do that, starting with your primary care physician. And maybe you want a nutritionist, or maybe you need other people around you, counselor or whatever you're going through. If you're going through some emotional things, you need a good pastor in your life, whatever your take is on that. And you need some people around you that can really walk with you. Well, that's what we're going to encourage you to do, because the body's made of three main areas. The mental side, that's your brain chemistry, the subconscious mind, all of that is so important. Your attitude, making sure you have the right kind of attitude. The chemical side of the body, and that's, of course, the physiology of the body. How your heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, all of that functions. And then the structural part, bones, muscles, nerves, they have to work properly as well. So having someone that can evaluate all of that, walk with you through all of that, is going to help you with your health, but it's also going to help you with your life in general. So just something to think about as you're going into this new year, to get that new year and new you. 888-283-7272. There also our weekly email newsletter, great recipes. If you're into cooking and all that sort of thing, you're looking for some great new cooking ideas, we'll be sending that out as well. Let's go now to David. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. A? Sir, I have a question. I've been on a blood pressure medicine about 3 years.
Okay.
And I eat right. I exercise. I do everything that the doctor tell me to do for his nutrition. But I can't seem to kick the habit of taking the medicine. My blood pressure mainly goes up when I'm at the doctor's office. When I'm at home, my blood pressure is pretty well. Sometimes it might be up to about 140 over 80. But is there something in my diet, or what can I do to get off this medicine?
What are you taking right now? They have you on what?
Metoprolol? Okay, I'm taking Metoprolol.
Metoprolol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Metoprolol in the Triantrin. I think it's okay. What it is. Triantrin. I guess it's for your kidneys, clean to help your kidneys.
Well, and you're taking this medication, and you're saying when you're at home, your blood pressure runs about 140 over 80. What does it run up to?
No, it's lower than that, but when I go to the doctor, it runs up about 145 over 80.
Well,
but when I'm at home and settled, my blood pressure is pretty well level.
So does it stay around 120 or 125 over 80?
No, about 130 sometime, 135 sometime.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of people have what they call white coat syndrome, and it's just where they go into the doctor's office and they get a little bit more nervous, a little bit more concerned about their health. It just kind of raises a little bit of anxiety, and that can throw the blood pressure off. That's why it's always good to keep a good register of your blood pressure on a regular basis. Say if you know you're going in for your 3-month follow-up with your physician about blood pressure, it's good to kind of keep a track of what the numbers are. That can always be a real good asset for them. So anyway, we'll talk about that and talk about ways to manage blood pressure in just a moment. We come out of this break. Hang tight.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We'll be right back.
break talking with David. David is a little concerned about blood pressure, how to get things managed. He's a little bit different because when he's at home, it seems to be managed with the medications that he's taking, metoprolol as one of the main medications. His physician has him on, and as he's home, and then when he goes to the doctor's office, it goes up to about 145 over 85. And David, I was just kind of telling you that there's a lot of things you can do to help with blood pressure, a lot of things you can do to have a healthy heart. The medication is, I'm just a big fan. Whenever your doctor puts you on something, you need to stay on it. It is a standard of care, and that's why they have you on it. So it's always a good thing to do. Now, there's things you can do to support good heart health, and there's been a lot of things. Harvard did some studies on some basic exercise. We know exercise is good. We know that. But if, and, you know, walking, jogging, those kind of things. But they found that rebounding, which is where you get the little mini trampoline, and they have them, you know, they're like $100 at Dick's Sporting Goods. UrbanRebounder.com is a really good place to get that. But yeah, you get on a little mini trampoline, jump up and down like a little jumping bean, and they have a little stabilization bar, and it works wonders. It pumps the lymphatic system of the body and does is just great for supporting lymphatic flow. It's good for stabilizing and working with. They found that when people do that, that you know, the blood pressure tends to change a little bit for the better. So it's just something that you know, anything you can do to increase cardiovascular function, you're going to help the heart for the most part. As long as your doctor's okay with it and you're not, your heart's not in a place where you can't exercise. I mean, there are people that are in places that are dealing with that, but it doesn't sound like you're in that position. But the medication, I know you're looking for options to be able to stay off of. Now, a lot of docs will work with you on coming off medications, but you have to stay very in close proximity to them. The follow-ups have to be on a steady basis, especially your family physician, your internal medicine docs, and depending on if your cardiologist put you on something. And usually they'll work with you if you'll change your diet, if you agree to exercise, if you're not smoking. So there's some parameters that you'll have to talk with them about. And most of them are willing to work with you. They just got to know they can trust you outside of their office. Because the medications a lot of time are keeping you stable despite your lifestyle. And those medications are great stabilizers for the heart. I mean, my gosh, thank goodness we have them. There's a lot of great things naturally you can do to support heart health. And the exercise is one, plenty of good healthy fats and plenty of B vitamins. So the healthy fats, obviously almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, cooked with coconut oil and butter. Both of those are great. And then you also have to look at the B vitamins. B complex is good. I mean, obviously, 1-3 times a day. B vitamins are the multivitamins of the heart. CoQ10 is really good too. But then just a good heart healthy diet. You know, plenty of good lean quality proteins, and then low glycemic carbohydrates like fruits and vegetables. You don't want to do a lot of starchy carbs. You don't want to do ones that will raise your blood sugar up, because that can become a real challenge as well. There's so much that's great for heart health. I mean, even dark chocolate, it's the craze right now. And you know, funny enough, they're raising the prices with dark chocolate because so many physicians now are recommending it. So it's driving up the the demand. And, of course, everybody thinks now it's okay to eat chocolate, and so the price is going up. Imagine that. But those are great things you can do. When you're dealing with blood pressure, you want to come off medications, you have to work with your doc on that. Don't try to do it on your own. And you can usually find a physician that will work with you. But you just have to be willing to make some pretty strong lifestyle changes, because there is a genetic involvement with blood pressure. It's not all environment. It's not all lifestyle. There definitely is genetic involvement with that. And you got to see where it lands, because some people it is more environmental or lifestyle based. And then some people it's so strongly genetic that it's no matter what they do, they have to take the medication. So it just depends. But I would just work with your doc on that. And, you know, obviously I talked some about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, but it's more about the lifestyle choices that you can make. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rusty. Hi, Rusty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. How are you this evening?
Living well, man. What's going on?
Well, 45 years old, got some strange heart problems going on. I was diagnosed early 08 with what they call Hokum's sudden death disease. Are you familiar with that at all?
Heard of it, yes.
The septum of my heart is about 5 times larger than the normal person's. Right. So when my heart pumps, it pumps too hard, and basically my heart has a hard time repriming itself. What's so strange about all this is I've been a health nut my entire life. I used to be a long-distance runner. I was in the military for a long time. We led a super, very active lifestyle. Have always eaten fairly well. Our daughter was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes when she was 11, and that changed our diet plan a whole lot. And now, you know, they've implanted me with a pacemaker and a defibrillator. Got my heart ran down so slow that I can't walk to the mailbox without just being tired. Go to Walmart, to grocery shop, or whatever, and it just about kills me. They've got me on the metoprolol. They've got me on simvastatin. They've got me on Nisin, Verapamil, 325 milligrams of aspirin a day. And I just wanted your advice and suggestions, see what you thought.
Well, I mean, with that condition, there's a lot of challenges that come along with it, as you know, and as you're seeing right now. Now, the challenge is you've got to, the medications, typically, for the most part, for a period of time, you've got to stay on. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. But what would you say are some of the major changes that you've made currently? And have you made any changes? This is why I want to ask you this. Have you made any changes that you've seen a considerable difference in the way that you feel?
No. I'm no longer able to work. My job was fairly physically demanding, so I can't do that. Exercise is totally out of the question. Like I said, to and from the mailbox is exhausting. They don't want my heart, my blood pressure to be over 95, over 60. And those are all, you know, strange to me. No one I've talked to has ever been told anything like this.
I tell you what, hang tight. We're going into a break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about heart disease, specifically the one you're dealing with, and talk about different game plans that you can look at and some options, because I know it's challenging. I know you're frustrated, and I know you need some answers. So we'll get into that in just a moment when we come out of this break. Hang tight. 888-283-7272.
You heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I have the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Need a little help with your health? Hey, we're here to offer hope. Call 1-888-283-7272.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, talking with Rusty. Rusty, you've been challenged with a little bit of heart condition. Little is probably not the best word, but I know you're frustrated with it. And now you went from being a guy that could just run around like an Energizer bunny, and now you can barely go out to your mailbox, right? And so nobody's giving you any answers.
Not complete answers, no. But the only thing they tell me is to, you know, is to stay stress-free as possible, watch what I eat, keep my blood pressure down, and, you know, accept the consequences. The next step, they're telling me, is a heart transplant.
It's a challenging condition. It really is. And because there's some genetic involvement with that that plays a role in the deterioration that can happen within the heart, that's the challenging part. And so what they're telling you as far as stay stress-free and that sort of thing is good advice, it's good wisdom, because, you know, right now what your goal is to maximize the heart so that, you know, every beat that it takes and every day that you have can slow down the deterioration. Because obviously the more stress you have and the more abuse we put on the heart, the more it's going to wear it out. I mean, that's just, we know that. But there's a lot you can do. Now, the medications you're taking are good. I mean, obviously you have to take those right now. But there's a lot you can do. Now, Have you done any type of, I mean, does exercise, I know walking and all that really wears you out, but have you tried anything like a stationary bike? You do anything for exercise that you can tolerate whatsoever?
The stationary bike is impossible. A couple of 3 minutes is all I can bear to be on it. You know, water, just what, you know, anything in the water, you know, a couple of 3-4 minutes and I'm exhausted. It's really sad. I mean, to me, it's sad that, you know, you said it yourself, you go from super active lifestyle to, you know, sitting in a chair watching television 10 hours a day. That's rough.
I know, Rusty. It is. It is. And, you know, just talking to you, I mean, I talk to people all the time, obviously, that are going through various things. And, you know, the challenging part is a lot of times you sit back and you just want to know why.
Exactly. Well, the question of why is not really there anymore. You know, I take what's given to me, and that's just the way it is.
You want to make it happen.
I would like to improve my quality of life. I mean, if I die tomorrow, that's fine. I don't regret anything I've done or thought about. But I'd just like to improve my quality of life. I don't want to run the New York Marathon, but I'd like to, you know, I'd like to walk with my grandson around the block a time or two, or, you know, and enjoy life.
Love it. That's the attitude right there. That's it. And that's what's most important. And if you keep that through this, that's what's going to carry you through. And really, that's what's going to be a great reflection to so many other people around you, Rusty. Here's the key. You're with your heart, when you come to a place where you are right now, everything counts. Okay? So the days of eating what you want, the days, and some people disagree with me on this, and I don't really care. But some people will say, well, you know, you've got stuff going on, you might as well eat what you want, do what you want. I disagree with that, because if the body's regenerating every single day, each day old cells die off, new cells form, then what we do every single day matters. Everything matters. So it's a different ballgame now. It's like when somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, everything changes. And the sad thing is, if somebody could be, you make the lifestyle choices and changes before someone gets cancer, then it would be a really good thing. But a lot of times people don't. They make unbelievable choices, and then when they get the diagnosis, then it's like the light bulb comes off and they need to make it happen at that point. And with you, it's one of those, it's kind of in that same boat. You know, now you've been given a deck of cards that you've got to play. How are you going to play them? So, again, my book, Empowering Your Health, there's a diet in there called the anti-inflammatory diet. Eating very well, getting inflammation as low as possible in the body, doing heart-healthy things every day, not just once a week or eating salmon once a week. You want to get omega-3 fats, high amounts of them every single day to keep your heart strong as possible. B vitamins, very important for the heart, all the way around. Be taking them every single day. I think it's important. Because it's just help. It's good wisdom for doing that. And like you said, if you can take an extra 10 minutes a day to walk around with your grandson, that's what matters. Right now, those are the things in life that really matter, that are important. So look at the things that are really great for overall heart health, like dietary measures. And if you can exercise 3 minutes a day, then do it. If you can do anything, I mean, you got to walk that line of not wearing out, getting your heart too exhausted, but also, you also got to do things that you can to keep your body healthy. It's a very fine line in that, and you want to go with what they've told you to stay stress free. So do things that are not stressful for you, and come up with those. And it's going to be different. You've got to find out what those are for yourself as far as activity levels and that kind of thing. Now, the other are the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are the body's stress glands, and believe it or not, when you can get away from emotional stress and do everything you can to stay clear of that. If you've been under a lot of stress for your life, period, meaning you've had a lot going on and maybe you had financial stressors or you know, working or marriage or whatever it's been throughout life that have just life has just been kind of hard and stressful in some ways, it's always good to do things to build up the adrenal glands, because when you can build up the adrenal glands, it can help everything else within the body. So very simple. Again, B vitamins are good. But staying away from the processed foods are very good to help build the adrenals. High levels of vitamin C are really good, too. A lot of good studies out on that, just on the way it builds the immune system, but also it helps with the adrenal glands. Green tea is very good, too. Cuts down on cortisol and also helps balance out and help the adrenal glands in their function as far as strengthening them, not feeling so fatigued and so tired. A lot of little things like that can be a great benefit to you. And CoQ10, don't forget that. If you're taking all the heart medications, CoQ10 is so important to take with it so that some of the side effects won't be that difficult on the heart as well, because they can have some extra little side effects in there. And I'm sure you probably read all the medications and all that kind of thing. But let's go to Jacqueline. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello.
Good to talk with you. How can I help?
So I have been on a roller coaster of the misdiagnoses with my doctors. I was originally diagnosed with erythema multiforme, but of course I was put on medicines, but my body kept getting worse. And so about 2 years ago, we went back to the drawing board, started all over again, and still no diagnosis. I was just wondering if there's anything I can do that can help my doctors diagnose me. And I have a lot of them.
A lot of them. Well, what have you personally been doing? Have you made any changes in your life right now with what you're dealing with? Or you're still just searching for answers?
I'm still searching for answers. It's been like a 4-year process altogether.
Now, why do you think they missed...
2 years from starting from scratch.
Why do you think they misdiagnosed you?
I don't really know. They took biopsies from my skin. Altogether, I've had 10 different biopsies. But they took biopsies from my skin originally and gave me that diagnosis. But my body wasn't responding to the medicine over a course of 2 years. So, and I kept getting worse. Other things started happening with my body.
Like what?
I was constantly getting sick. I've had the shingles twice. Constantly having urinary tract infections, just all kinds of things. My appetite's not the same.
And have they done just a battery of tests on you to figure out exactly what's going on? They've looked at everything, right? Or they think they have.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Now,
I've
so they've done 10 different.
Done,
let me ask you this. They did 10 different. How many different doctors did you have look at this?
All together?
Yes.
At least 7 different doctors. But right now, I'm just going to 4 of them. I have
right,
my family practice doctor. I have my dermatologist. I have my rheumatologist. I have internal medicine.
All right. Let me ask you this then. You've got 4. Let's forget about the 7. Let's talk about the 4. So you have you have a family. You have a family practice. You have dermatologist, internal medicine, and a rheumatologist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to all these doctors, and when you go to them, they've done 10 different biopsies throughout all these doctors. Now, when they did all these biopsies, are the biopsies saying the same thing?
It always says that it looks like erythema multiforme, then it has a comma, and it says lupus, and then it has a comma, and it says something else. But I've totally wiped out of the last thing that I can't really pronounce the name. Dermatomyositis, something like that. I've totally wiped out of that because I've had all the primary tests and I didn't fall into any of the categories. So it's really just between the erythema multiforme or systemic lupus of the skin.
Right, but do they all agree? Do all 4 of those doctors agree with all the tests that they've seen that it is that condition?
Yes, yes. They just put the word chronic in front of it. They made it from erythema multiforme to chronic erythema multiforme.
Sure.
But I got more labs out there now, so I'm still in the mix.
But if you've gone to all these doctors and they're telling you that you have it, and they've done all the tests, which, I mean, again, that's the tests are pretty good and they're pretty accurate. And if it was just one opinion, I would tell you, yeah, definitely go get another one. But is it...
My thing is, I'm getting worse. My body's getting worse. I'm on these medicines. I'm taking them faithfully. And I'm still getting worse.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's go into the break. Because when you're dealing with lupus, the potential of lupus, as you say, and all the doctors are singing the same song, and they've done this test, and you're getting worse, but yet you're taking the medications, then there could be something going on. But lupus is a real challenge within itself. So hang on, we'll get back into it out of this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss.
I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Going to the break, we're talking with Jacqueline, and she's been to multiple physicians, seven doctors to be exact. Now she has four that are overseeing her care and treatment, one in family medicine, one dermatology, internal medicine, and rheumatology. And she has been diagnosed with what they're calling lupus, and it's a real challenge, obviously. But I'll tell you this, Jacqueline, if they've done the test, and we were kind of talking about that, and they're all kind of singing the same song, there, a lot of times you have to go with that. And I know deep down you're saying it just can't be. It doesn't seem right because I'm getting worse and worse and worse. But with lupus, a lot of times that can happen. A lot of times that downward slope is what people are so concerned about. Now, because there's autoimmune with lupus, you know what autoimmune means? Mm-hmm. It's where the body attacks itself, right?
Yes.
So there are some things you can do even more on the natural side to help the body fight. Now, it doesn't replace treatment because it's not treatment. But there's a lot of things you do help your body fight. Now, when you look at the autoimmune process, let's talk about that for a second. The autoimmune process, there are two different sides to it. There's the T1 helper cell sides and the T2 helper cells. They're called the killer T cells. And that's what the body has in place. It's a natural mechanism for it to go and fight against any type of invaders that might be coming into the body. And so you have to really be careful when you're looking at that to make sure that you have the right part of the body operating and functioning it the right way. Because if, for example, you're doing things in your daily life causing the T1 helper cells to work great and the T2 helper cells not, it can cause an increase or a rapid increase in what's going on within your body as far as the way you feel. And so it can make you feel like, or it could send your body into a place where it's not functioning at its best level. And that's why you feel like it might be getting worse. So there's a little test you can do, and obviously this is not proven with studies and everything else, but it's something that is more of a, it's just been kind of shown in more of the natural world to kind of help. And it's using echinacea tea and green tea. And it's just a good way to see which one of the teas can help you feel better. Because sometimes echinacea tea, and it's gotten a bad rap recently, but it's good stuff. It's good for your immune system. But echinacea tea, you can get it pretty much any health food store, grocery store for that matter. And a lot of times if you use echinacea tea, you can start drinking it, and you're either going to feel better or feel worse. If you feel worse, you obviously want to stop, but the deal is with echinacea tea or green tea, the one that makes you feel better is helping the immune system and suppressing the other side of it. And then if you drink one that makes you feel bad, then it's doing the opposite. And it's just, it's common sense. You can continue drinking those teas that are good for you and make you feel good. And then you probably want to stay away from the one that doesn't make you feel good. But they work on different mechanisms in the body. It's a little simple at-home test that you can do. But when you're with your rheumatologist, you might notice, obviously as you're taking the medications, just to see if that might make you feel any different, if you notice that some of those mechanisms can help. And then, of course, your diet changes. Foundational Four, I'm a big fan of those. That's a good, no matter, this is for a lot, anybody, pretty much for good overall health. We've learned that good whole food multivitamin is very good. Cod liver oil is always good because your omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D. And digestive enzymes, really good for lowering inflammation in the body and helping your body process, digest, and absorb nutrients much better. And probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in your digestive tract, and that's always an important thing. But don't get discouraged. Here's the good news. You don't just have one opinion. You have seven. Now you have four doctors that are working with you that have seen the test results. They're all saying this is what it is. So it's okay to have a health challenge. It's what you do with it. It's about the attitude that you carry with it. You definitely don't want to be in denial, because if you are facing some things, don't look at it as a disease so much, even though technically on paper it is. Look at it as more, call it in your mind, more of a health challenge. Because a challenge is something that you can always push through. You can always work through and come up with new ideas and new ways to get your body healthy. And so look at every day like a challenge. You may be given a certain deck of cards, but what can you do to make those cards better and make them play better so that you can be better? Your health and your life can be better. And make that a resolution for yourself this year, to not give up in any capacity and to keep working to get your health at the best level that it can be. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Nick. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, Nick. What's up? How can I help?
So I got three questions, actually.
We got time. We've got time for one question.
Okay. Well, then I go just ask one question. Well, I read on too many reports that if someone taking omega-3 and that person has like a history of colon polyps, and that person will have, you know, is in a higher risk of getting colon cancer.
Okay.
I just ask you, you know, for your opinion?
Sure. My thoughts on that, I mean, cod liver oil or fish oil, just an omega-3 oil, depending on what they did with that study, I have not seen that study, first of all. And I don't buy into that study at all. But what I can tell you is this, is that if they used omega-3 gel caps for that study and didn't use regular fish oil, the oil itself, it's unprocessed and just it's mercury-free, then I would buy into the fact that you could do, because see, when they take any kind of fish oil, heat it, put it into a gel cap, it turns rancid into trans fat. Trans fats are the number one cancer-causing agent in the body. So if that's what they did their study with, which they probably did, because if they did a study with people, you know, but most people don't want to take the oil. So again, the gel caps, and they found that it could cause issues with colon cancer. I mean, yeah, any kind of trans fat, go eat a pack of crackers that has trans fats in it, and that's going to cause colon cancer as well. So it's a bunch of bunk, I think. That's my opinion and my thoughts. Cod liver oil or omega-3 oil is some of the best stuff you can put in your body.
It's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.